53, 4, where? 56.
Yes, 56. Okay. We're reading excerpts about building the future society by Bala Sulam. We're continuing from quote number 56.
Again, we see it however we see it, agree or disagree, we have to check exactly what he's writing, because nevertheless he's writing about the future. Maybe his words or his definitions are not as today's, but the matter requires scrutiny, because it's certain it will come to be.
56. The economic and religious form that guarantees communism will be the same for all nations, except for religious forms which do not concern the economy and other conducts. Each will have one's own form, which must not be changed at all.
Meaning we're talking about the general correction of humanity, where the economic form will be equal to everyone, each one according to what they need in order to exist, to survive, to live, and each one will give as much as society needs from him. This is a known condition to everyone who is engaged in socialism or communism, how they need to be built. But the religious form, meaning each one in his connection to reality, to the upper reality, to the purpose of life, and other things that do not belong to the corporeal existence, each nation should keep things the way it feels like it freely, and no one enters these seemingly spiritual dealings of the other, because these things are very deep, and we see that they accompany reality for many years, and we don't see that they're disappearing. We see that they stay, and it will stay longer. So there are periods where it's less about religion, more about religion, but a person lacks his connection to the upper force. Even if he doesn't know, he doesn't understand, it doesn't matter the form, until we reach a state where through the corrections people will discover the Creator, and then they will have no need for any replacement, any artificial replacement. Ersatz. Clear? Continue.
In the beginning, he says that the religious and economic form that is guaranteed by communism is connected.
Yeah.
So what is the religious form that is connected to communism?
Well, everyone supports everyone. There's connection between everyone. What we need, ultimately, is to adapt the general humanity to that general law of reality, the integral reality, global reality, where everyone is connected together in mutual ties to one another. Similarly, human society that exists in still vegetative and animate, it has to also be connected like that, but it has to bring itself consciously with its own, with special forces that it extracts from nature, to a state where it connects itself in the correct way and brings itself to identification, to an equivalence of form with nature.
And then he writes, except for the economic, the religious form that are not about economic, we're talking about the old form of religion here?
It's possible. It's certain that everyone has to keep internally, meaning in the connection between us, and externally, meaning economically, the way it's in nature, integral, connected, there's no doubt about that.
What I understood is that even the external religious form as culture should remain as it is, because it's about the root of the nation.
As long as nations exist, like that, according to our perception of reality, then certainly each and every nation has its own root and culture and modes of connection, existence. Of course, this each one will be different from the other.
Meaning when he writes that we shouldn't cancel religion, that every nation can stay in its own religion as long as we have this perception of reality of separate nations?
It doesn't go against love thy friend as yourself. If you're keeping this inclination to love your friend as yourself and to each one equally, all of the economy and everything, then everything else is not important. Gradually, it will fall into place.
And when does it start feel like something that is unrequired, as if it's not
this
needed?
It's going to be revoked by itself. Just like in each generation, we cancel the old things and we accept new things. Limitations, new forms. That's how it will be. The main thing, again, is to maintain the unity economically and in the form of social connection. All the other forms, can remain the way it is naturally to each and every nation, where each nation has a different form of expression. That's it. You can't look how animals, birds, fish relate to one another. There are different expressions, and also between people. How does a couple from Norway express love to another and a couple from South America? People who, for example, just connect in the Middle East and in Alaska. And those are different expressions. It's not important. It's not important for the content. The content has to be love of others and equality in the economy.
Okay, I wasn't here. I was in the bathroom for a moment, so I want to ask about the women, if I can ask. But, yeah.
You're not married, so what do you care?
No, I'm not married, but about the women. They should put pressure on the 10. Out of my experience in Australia, during the day we're virtual. So the question is, how can they put pressure on the 10? In my eyes, they should be inside our WhatsApp and our Zoom and our meetings.
Nothing.
So how will they know what's going on? Without talking, of course. They should... I'm talking about being there without talking, but just to see who's there and who's not.
This is a technical matter. They are more or less in the same flow. Some of them watch lessons, more or less. Of course, the decisions we make, we'll have to share with them if changes in the tense or something. But this will happen naturally. I don't think there's anything to determine here, and in such a way that we introduce it as a law, but rather life will speak.
So if you try to do it and to have pressure, but out of my experience...
Not that there will be pressure, what for?
No, if they don't go into our phone, if they
what for?
They see who's there, who's not.
I don't want it.
Why not?
I don't want to argue with you, okay? Whatever you do in Australia, you do in Australia. I don't take care of that. We never see here the group of Australia. I've never seen such a thing, that it exists. So what are you telling me here about your problems? We're not connected to you the way you're not connected to us. I really don't feel it. You're not present. I can talk about many groups from Australasia that are with us. I didn't see a group, the Australian group.
It's with Asia. It's part of Asia.
Asia, yeah. I see it there sometimes. This is part of Australia.
I can update you later if you want.
I don't want an update. I don't think you need to mix women into that.
I didn't ask about that at all.
So what?
Because we're virtual during the day, everyone here meet on the Zoom during the day.
You're only virtual.
We're only virtual, yes. But because here in Israel, during the day we're having virtual connections. And only because I think, maybe it's wrong, but my opinion is that if the women want to put pressure on a group, on a 10, they should see what's going on during the day. That's all. It has nothing to do with Australia.
I prefer to see it from the actions, not decide with my own, you know, wisdom. There are things that I don't want to decide on intentionally because I'm not so smart. You are smart. You can decide whatever you want, but about your group that does not belong to us. We don't determine anything. The way they will gradually get organized, connected. It's like a couple. How they find themselves, who knows how they find themselves and how they connect and what's the relationship between them, who's on that, who's to the other. I'm telling you, don't make any determinations. That's how it is. Gradually, suddenly, you'll see what kind of connections are here, and you will see that they are such that you haven't even imagined. From corporeality, from the family, you want to try to draw parallels to spiritual groups? No. I don't do it. Okay, let's go.
Excerpt 57. If communism is just towards each nation, then it is just toward all the nations. What prerogative and ownership over raw materials in the soil has one nation over others? Who legislated this proprietary law? All the more so when they have acquired it by means of swords and bayonets. Also, why should one nation exploit another if it is unjust to every individual? In a word, as abolition of property is just for the individual, so it is just for every nation. Only then will there be peace on earth. Consider this. If proprietary laws and rules of inheritance do not permit possessions rights to individuals, why would they permit an entire nation? As just division is applied among individuals within the nation, there should also be internationally just divisions in raw materials, productive means, and accumulated properties for all the nations equally.
What does he say? That the earth belongs to everyone. Everyone needs to receive from it what they need for life. Not praised nor condemned, only on the level of necessity for existence. And they need to divide it equally. That's it. Simple economy. Contrast that with everything that we have today, which is a result of everyone looking after his land, his property, not sharing with others. No, we know, as usual. This is the root of wars and problems. This private property or national property. Questions?
Sergei from Moscow is asking, Bala Sulam is talking a lot of about economy in the last generation, but he's not talking about money. What will replace money in the future?
Along the way, I don't know, it's different forms that don't depend on our behavior, but in the future, why should there be money? We see how it's already becoming obsolete. Coins, kesef, money is kisuf, coverage. It covers your needs. If we will all have a simple approach to our needs in order to exist in a normal way, and everything else will be aimed at the existence of the general society of all of humanity on earth, then each one receives according to what they need, gives according to what he's capable of giving, and you have no need for money. Because you're covered like everyone, insurance, health, healthcare, everything. That's what the Russians tried to do in the beginning. Later, they weren't able to take care of it because they didn't take care of humanity's ego. So everything collapsed. Okay?
Sergei pashut shal ki kli midida. Sergei asked about how can we replace the role of money as a measurement. Now, in the current economy, we measure by money.
No, he writes about it, that there are people who check and evaluate how much each one deserves. And each one receives it. You know, they'll send those little drones to you. Oh, the hovers, yeah, okay. Those little drones will come to you and bring you in its beak a basket of goods. What's the problem? I don't understand. Even now, like not on Google, what do you call it? Amazon. You receive different things, so you receive it like that as well. You get a package for every day, for every month. What difference does it make? That's it, according to how many people live with you, your needs. You won't want anything more because you take that at the expense of your soul.
Rav, in such a situation he describes, it's only when the soul is revealed.
Right, it's not for now.
It's impossible for people to just renounce their property for the collective, or countries will let go of their oil or gold or I don't know, whatever you need, food, crops.
From recognition of evil.
Is it possible that there is such kind of arvut between countries all over the earth?
Why can't it be?
It doesn't exist. Even if you take 100 square feet, it doesn't happen today.
It depends on the threat. Either a negative threat or a positive spiritual promise. That's it. Ultimately, who are you dealing with? A herd that's afraid of problems and is attracted to the good things, so you can play with it very easily. The important thing is fears and threats. I don't see any problem with it. The problem is to bring them to that consciously, with their understanding, with their agreement. This requires change in education.
It's not a change, it's a revolution.
Of course. They say that if you'll do it in the short amount of time that was given to you, then fine. And if not, through war.
It seems as if this is really what's going to happen. I don't think people, the way I see them today, even if I compare them to my ego, when I see how I'll work harder than someone else, or I'll give something that I worked for, I it was on my flesh that I did, and then I'll just release it? It's not reasonable.
It's not true. If you would see how much you're gaining from feeding the other, truly gaining, and how much you're losing because of your false perception of reality, where you seemingly care about yourself and you don't care about yourself, you, by that you harm yourself, then you will change your attitude.
How can a person get rid of the ego which is closest to him, his family? He seemingly accumulated some property for everyone to be okay, and then he starts caring for everyone the way, this way?
Let's assume that such forces appear in society where he sees that he can't promise anything to them unless he promises to all of society.
But he should have some shock in his life, some trauma.
A gang of criminals comes to your place and they tell you, listen, you want everything to be okay with your family? You have to split everything with us.
But that's forcing me to do it.
Of course, forcibly. Who says it's not going to be forced?
But the Russians tried to do it in that way.
No, they didn't do it in the right way. They did it in the opposite way. No, this is already a long story. I'm just giving you an example. Wait.
Isn't it supposed to be
in love?
Yes, in love.
Yeah, I love your will to receive, and I come to you and I tell you, listen, I love you dearly. If you're not going to share you with me, with us, it's going to be very bad. I'm all for you.
Is that fine? Gently, with love.
Okay, let it be with love.
Okay.
What difference does it make?
We'll wait and see.
Laws of nature are absolute. You won't change anything. As if it depends on people, how to relate to things this way or that way.
This coercion he's talking about here, it's out of the recognition of the rules of nature. It's not men coercing themselves or coercing this method.
They say it will be such war that people will eat one another, that merciful women will be boiling their babies. I'm telling you, you don't know how humanity might have to change from in order to receive to in order to bestow. What kind of corrections can there be here? What's written about it is, we think it's Armageddon. What is Armageddon? It's the Mount of Armageddon, of Megiddo. It's a little mount. You've been there. We're not impressed by it. Yeah. What did you find?
Things that we read already. It's from Rabash. We found that at the time of the destruction of the temple, as it is written in the book of Eicha, merciful women cooked their own children. They themselves are the only one who ate the flesh of the children, and they didn't give their other sons from it, even though they were hungry. This shows us there's a destruction of holiness when only the will to receive controls, and then a person can do anything.
And compared to that, you can do it differently. Instead of such rising because of such sufferings, such torments.
Just as Bala Sulam writes that except for the religious form, meaning except for the wisdom of Kabbalah, regarding the other kind of behaviors, there are degrees of freedom for all the people to express themselves. What kind of economic freedom will there be based on love the friend as yourself?
No, the fact that you separate between spirituality and corporeality, it's fine. Meaning, they should have some personal worship. Each one can believe in different things. This is Buddha, this is Muhammad, this is Jesus, this is Moses, God, whatever, however you want to imagine it. Leave them with that. We don't care about it. What we care about is that the economic form will be equal for all.
Yes, equal, but with this altruistic communism, can it has different clothes to different nations? Not in the essence, but in the habits, in the perceptions.
To Japanese, you bring sushi, and for the Mexicans, you bring a piece of meat.
Every nation has its own characteristics. There was a special research, and in the research, they just left 17 wallets in different countries. And they put a note in the wallet who owns this wallet, and they wanted to check who returns these wallets to their owners. I was very surprised to see that in most countries, most people returned the wallets. Now, in different nations, there were different amounts of return of wallets. Mexico, China was the worst about it, and Mexico and Israel was in the middle. And in Scandinavia, 70 or 80 or 90% of the wallets were returned. So different nations have different characteristics. My question is, in this framework of the altruistic communism, what this will be the method, will we see different nuances and expressions of different characteristics?
I don't see how what your example tells us, that there are more egoists and less egoists.
Yeah, but it comes to show that there are differences between nations. Everyone's egoistic, but there are differences between the nations. Will this stay? These changes stay?
I can't compare them because there isn't the same level of life, or education and preparation. I can't say. People who live in Mexico are much better than people who live in Northern Europe, in my eyes. But if you bring them education and the level of life as they have in Europe, then they can compare how many wallets they're going to return. Otherwise, what's the benefit? If you begin to educate the Chinese the way you educated for hundreds of years the Northerners in Europe, then you can compare it. Otherwise, you can't. You can't. How can it be? Do you know what the Chinese have gone through in the last 50 years? With Mao Zedong and all those things. What kind of oppression compared to the Swedes that have been free, I don't know, hundreds of years. So how can you do it?
No, it's just an example.
No, it's not an example. Don't take it as an example. All those tests are in vain.
Okay, so let's talk about the future. The altruistic communism, as Balasanor writes here, that's the only method for all nations. I'm asking, are there differences between the nations in the way this method is applied?
Yes, certainly. The extent to which each and every nation can absorb this idea. Accordingly, we need to educate it, reach it, care for it, of course, each and every one, differently.
And in the way of 100%, there will also be differences in the characteristics?
Let's see, it as a result of education. How can you say otherwise? I know people, groups of people, and I see it with my eyes. I see the differences are huge. They're massive, so such comparisons are... Anyone who's doing it is really a fool. He's not a psychologist. He requires clinical treatments. I'm telling you, because he's spreading this knowledge around the world. Who is better? The Swedes. Let's put him in place of the Mexicans. I'm not even talking about their education. Just their lifestyle, the level of socioeconomic level. Let's see them after a while. Or bring him to China, put him in China. Put him, the Swedes, in the same socioeconomic level as the Chinese got throughout their lives, or at least the last 50 years. You know, something terrible. You know, how they lived, worse than, well, first of all, like in the military, they were all like that, and no one had any property. You know what it was? What it was like? No. It is not the correct experiment.
Seventy nations of the world. Is this a pattern that doesn't change, or does it gradually become one nation?
No, 70 nations of the world are 70 roots that exist in total for the nations of the world. There is a lot of mixture, and we don't know who belongs to whom, we don't know. But this is the spiritual root that exists, and it does not disappear. And only the Israeli nation lacks a spiritual root, and it needs, therefore, to build itself from almost zero.
But on the earth, as the world becomes more global and will discover it, will the nations of the world blur their boundaries and everyone will become as one nation?
As a single nation.
As one nation, each in his own borders?
I don't know boundaries, but borders, but each one will discover more and more his innermost root and his differences from the others. But it will help everyone highlight, emphasize the love between them.
I don't know if this is related, but when the 12 tribes were divided, was it this part of the 70 nations? 70 roots?
No, 12 is an expression of Havaya, 3 times 4. 3 lines times Havaya. That's why it's 12. We'll learn about it. It's unrealistic today, but even that will become apparent, will be revealed, and it will be felt. Despite, you can say, oh, the confusions, the species, everything is mixed up, and the people of Israel, it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with corporeality. It has nothing to do with who married whom. That's very interesting. We can ask for an explanation on that from Mushi's wife. She works in this biology.
Last week, Chaim gave us this very interesting lesson.
Chaim, I envy you. I give lessons every day. No one remembers it after 30 minutes. You gave a lesson last week. Today, they're talking about it. How can that be? No, really, what got you so much?
I'll tell you the point that caught me, and we had a very bitter argument about it. He said that all the ones who murdered and made these great disasters
were Jews.
No, he said that they were socialists, meaning people who came out of, he called it left, and we had an argument about it. So now Baal HaSulam comes and he says, yes, we're going to equally divide everything to everyone, etc. How can we make sure that in the name of the words of Baal HaSulam, they won't do these terrible actions that we saw throughout history?
Hold on. You see how many lectures, how many more lectures you need to hear? Maybe they'll correct you. First of all, socialists, you have from one extreme to another. Hitler was also, all those movements grew out of the left. And fascism also comes from that, as much as they're trying to remove themselves from that, it won't help. I mean, people don't understand it, but this is something else. We are talking about connection between everyone and equality between everyone, and by that we wish to keep the general law of nature that has nothing to do with Marx or anyone. I don't care if there will be no one in this world, no single population, but if eventually a population will appear in this world, it will have to develop from its minus state, the recognition of evil, to the plus side, the positive side, which is equivalence of form with the general nature called the creator or whatever you want to call it. To that we're coming. Not that communism sounds so sweet to me. It sounds sweet, and it will become bitter because they have no way of taking care of man's ego. So, of course, it will happen through oppression eventually. So we see that's how they flip. They start in a nice way, unity, uniting the people, and then either inside the nation, as Stalin did, and he ruined everything and killed millions, even more than Hitler. I don't know, 40 million people that he killed. Not that they died in war or something. Because there is no other way to keep the people at bay. You know, when you give them, bring them the. And today, there's a return to the socialist tendencies. I don't want to talk about it, but the change for us is simple. We are following the general law of nature. And that's why I don't care about where it's coming from. I have to keep it because there's no other way. There's no choice. If I want to exist, to survive, I have to be like nature. The general, global, mutually interconnected without any difference between any race and gender and species. Each one receives according to, just like we see, like just like in animals, each one receives according to what it needs after, because it was born, and each one has to give, just like the general nature obligates him. That's it. See? We have a gentleman. It's not a gentleman, it's a man.
There are places in India that don't feel any connection with Israel, but they do study Torah. They feel the connection to the Torah. There are a million people in Africa that feel some connection to Israel. Many people all over the world feel some corporeal connection to Israel. The question is, why do people feel this connection to Israel?
There is connection. Everything is there. They feel it. Those who feel it. I saw such things even in Siberia back then. There are those who feel it. Where does it come from? From nature. It's not that we used to be connected, as the people are trying to say. No. And this is through the internality of things. And that's how it's felt. Just like anti-Semitism is felt from within, and it doesn't matter if you were ever in contact with Jews or not, they say the most anti-Semitic country is Korea or something, North, South Korea, I don't know. So it has nothing to do with this contact. Okay, tell us later about the Indians. Mushi, what's up? We'll wait till 8, okay? Yes, Gosha. Gosha wants to explain to us about Moldova.
Yes, we want to have a short report to update and to go over the schedule of the Congress in Moldova.
Send it to me too.
We sent it already.
When?
Yesterday. I sent an email.
Oh, right.
Okay, so a few short updates. First of all, the website of the Congress is on the air. At the moment, it's in three languages, Russian, English, and Spanish. And this week, we're going to have it in Hebrew, on Sviva Tova. Everyone can go in his own language and read. All the details about the Congress are there. So, about 200 friends have registered already. We're 75 days before the Congress. Most of the ones registered are Israeli for the time being. And we're waiting for Russian and Ukrainian awakening. They're not yet up, so we want to wake them up. In Russia and Ukraine, we're going to have buses. We're going to have a bus coming from Moscow. And in Ukraine, two buses will come from two cities, Kiev and Odessa. So we're waiting for the Ukrainian fleet to recuperate. We're also not charging in advance, so you can just register and pay when you come. However, if you are planning on coming on a bus, you should register as soon as possible. Otherwise, it will be hard to admit everyone to the same hotel.
No, it's preferred that they would pay in advance and be received in advance, because everything would be taken care of, hotels and registration for food and everything. It's not that in the same place. They have to be spread around many places. Also, we have to rent rooms, which might be cheaper in the city, right?
Yeah, we're renting apartments.
Rentals, we have to work on it in advance. It's best to register and pay, and then for certain you are part of it. And then you leave those things in the hands of people who are responsible for it.
Yeah, there are teams that are responsible of it. You can write everything you can find in the website.
I don't even have to look for a hotel.
There are recommendations for hotels.
Or I write, I can pay no more than $20 a night, or less maybe. I don't know the height, the price level. Then they'll recommend to me.
Yeah, there are recommendations for different accommodations, cheap and then expensive, everything.
Especially those who take the bus together, they should be in the same hotel.
Yeah, but for that we have to have them register as soon as possible.
Yeah, what else?
Okay, we're going to go over the schedule with Vlad, or at least tell you the first sketch of the loose. Vlad from Kiev.
Vlad from Kiev, where?
Hello, dear friend. Yes, dear Rav. So, this is what you asked us to do during this week. So, we have this raw schedule. We have a lot of time till the Congress is going to change, but we're going to shortly update you. There's a whole team working on it. Ruslan from Moscow, Zhenya from Petah Tikva. The team will be bigger, and we're going to have different departments. But in the meantime, the content was taken from the meetings of the Arvut team that we're having every Monday and Thursday. Friends are taking part, suggesting, and having different ideas, this is what we have in the meantime. We're going to have 9 lessons. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, we're going to have 3 lessons. The formats are pretty short, 2 hours per lesson. Two hours. 2:15 for a lesson. We're gonna have 4 lessons on Shabbat. Each one is 2 hours. Saturday will be pretty intensive. We have four 2-hour lessons. It's a very intensive day, and with a lot of items. And then on Sunday, we're gonna have 2 lessons. 1.5 hours and 2 hours. Meaning, we can already plan the time we're coming and we're gonna leave according to this schedule. No, dear Rav, please look, and you have, if you have questions, we can specify about it.
I saw it. I have no questions. So we're not having less than the day before.
Probably not. At the moment, we didn't plan this.
Okay, it's enough. So, the first lesson on Friday begins at 1 p.m. Until before that, we have a gathering of friends, before that, registration. That's it. Registration starts from 8:30 on Friday, and lesson at 1. Everything is fine. And then 3 lessons on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
On Friday, Rav, the lesson starts earlier. At 10:45, there's Yeshivat Chavarim that ends and then starts.
All right, that's what I didn't understand. They write in Russian, but they write 13 to 10:45. That's confusion, Gosha. You're cross-eyed. This is Hebrew, this is Russian.
No, this is the event team that prepared this.
The Hebrew on the left, okay. Okay, it's confusing to me, but it's hard for me, these perceptual things.
Why shouldn't we have lesson 0 on Thursday? Usually we do have.
If you can make it, maybe it's another day to come, sleep there and pay for it. I don't know about those things. If it depends on, I don't know, the train, a plane, a bus, I don't know. Depends on paying more money. I don't want to get into it. If it will be. If not, then no. I get there 2 days before. I arrived in Moldova 2 days before. There's a winery there. I'm going to have a good time.
Regarding Saturday, 4 lessons, is that applicable? Can we do it 4 times a day?
I think I've done this, I think, right? In America now?
No, we had 3 lessons.
3? Also on Saturday, not 4?
In the big congress, we once tried 4 lessons, but in the middle, one of the lessons was 45 minutes. Here, every lesson is 2 hours.
I can't say. I don't know if I'm even capable, you know. There's desire and then there's ability. I don't know. I will try. But you also have a backup plan. Just like in the military, you need to have a backup plan B. What's happening with the music?
In the Congress, Danny? Yeah, there's a team working on the music in the Congress, and there's a group we're planning the songs, we're thinking of new songs.
Will be a band or playback?
Live music.
Oh, good. No, that gives a different feeling.
Yes, and we're working on it. Soon we're going to publish it in the website on Sviva Tova. The words, the lyrics, and the songs.
Songs that everyone can sing, yeah? Good. And during the Congress, how will the songs be? You're bringing everyone a booklet, or...?
No, we're going to have karaoke, like here.
Karaoke, nice.
Subtitles.
Yeah, we sit in circles, no? Or how is it, Gosha?
Sitting around tables, just like in exhibition gardens, like here.
Around tables, okay. I think we need to make sure that everyone will have in it for to see our karaoke on four sides. So think about it. Okay, more?
There was a question here, should we have some culture evening as we used to have, or maybe not? Maybe some groups want to prepare.
If I can't do four lessons, I think it's hard. You see how I'm talking right now, I have bigger problems with my throat. So try to do three lessons on Saturday as well. So three on Friday, three on Saturday, and two on Sunday. And in place of the fourth lesson, have a good evening. Nice.
And we're going to have two evenings on Friday and Saturday.
Good. No questions about the Congress.
Rav, what's your opinion about, because many Israelis will go, I had an idea, maybe as opposed to what we do usually, bring the groups in Israel over here, maybe we'll have mirror congresses all over Israel. What do you think? So that we'll go over to the groups and have their congress.
I'm for you to do what you decide on. I don't know. Of course, if many are going away, you should organize for women with kids to have the ability to gather here and not stay at home. The groups will gather in their centers in Israel. What's happening there? Who's in charge of the groups? Who can say?
The truth is, we didn't think about it yet, but Oren's suggestion is very good. Visits from Petah Tikva to the groups is good for everyone. The friends from Israel certainly need that. It will be an injection of energy. It's good.
So you can spread around the groups and work on having more friends come to the centers.
Yeah, more friends will come. Maybe very good.
They also come to Moldova.
I think many of them will come to Moldova, but we're gonna have to hear their opinion and decide together.
I think that to have a congress there, even including flights, it's like having a congress here, right? It's more or less the same amount.
Now the prices are higher already.
We need to wait, maybe it'll drop again. How much do they jump?
It used to be through Yash 400 or 500 shekels, about $150. Now it's more than twice the price. And direct flights to Moldova are about $400. The cheapest way is to fly through Ukraine. Through Kiev there are flights, and you can take a flight in $250 or so.
You can go to Odessa and then take a bus.
Yeah, there will be a bus there.
Because from Odessa, there it's 2-3 hours. Yeah, that's it.
A different subject. You asked about lesson number zero. We are used to coming. Most of the friends' experience shows that they come a day, one day before, 2 days before, and they have a lesson number zero. And
you know, to decide and organize and get organized. I don't care. I will be there. That's it.
So we are told the content team really wanted it, but we are told that there are not enough means, there's no room, there are physical limitations.
What do you mean means if you're traveling to the Congress?
We don't know if we can make it and prepare everything because it's a new place, new suppliers. We can't commit to the fact that there's going to be room for lesson number zero.
Not just zero lesson. If they come to the zero lesson, you have to now feed them.
Yeah, that too, in other places. Yeah, everything will work on time. We don't know for sure that we'll be okay, so we can't make a commitment.
But the place will be rented from the evening?
We have, we're putting things together from the evening, but it's only one day of making putting things together, so I'm not sure.
So those who yearn for lesson zero won't interrupt us. Okay. We'll see. We'll see as we come closer.
Regarding the four lessons, of course, we're going to make a backup. But if it will be too difficult for you, we can have a workshop lesson.
So it will be difficult for me, for sure. That's it. We're canceling one. We had four planned in America, or three in advance. I don't feel that I'll be able to speak for so long. Maybe yes, but then I'll have more workshops. But what for? If you can have an activity instead.
Two things. One is regarding the prices of the flight tickets. What happened is that many Israelis study in Moldova, and at the same weekend we're having there are tests over there. So it's not only our friends who are flying, it's many students who are flying. That's why it made the plane tickets more expensive. If we can see Sivivatova, on Sivivatova we have a link. The third link is a questionnaire for the ones who are flying from Israel to the Congress. So if you're planning on flying from Israel, please go into this very short form just to help us take care of these subjects. So fill out the form. It's very, very important to go in there today and fill it.
Okay. Marcus?
Yeah, about the times, the length of the lessons. In America, you asked for 2 hours, but I remember 2 or 3 years ago, we had 3 hour lessons. Even in Peter, we had 4 hour lessons. And it wasn't, it's not that you talked all this during this whole lesson. We had more workshops, and the workshops were longer. Today we have less, and usually you have like half a round or a round of a workshop. I remember in the congresses in Russia, it was very intensive. We really came out with a special feeling during this whole time as we were talking.
What's the demand?
It's not a demand. First of all, I'm asking, why? Well, it's you're doing the lesson, so why are you doing it much shorter? That's the question.
In America, it was felt very clearly that the audience gets tired. After 2 hours, that's it. That's as much as they can take. In everything, you have a beginning and an end. It wasn't felt, you think? You were there, what?
Yeah.
Did you feel like you needed more?
Yes, I can understand, but this is a different arrangement. During these times, we were having much more workshop questions, and we were talking, and this Actually, being so exhausted was beneficial. Maybe in America it's not the best thing, but maybe in Russia it is better.
Okay, let's see according to the audience. I don't know. I can always let the groups, the circles, speak more if I have difficulty speaking. And that's how, in this way, we go through the same things, but when they speak and I speak less. We'll try. Moscow.
Yes, Rav, two things. First is regarding lesson number zero. Of course, this is a new place, so we're going to have to make great efforts from everyone to come a bit earlier to prepare this lesson. On the other hand, in the hotel you're going to be, there is a hall, and maybe over they're going to want to prepare to the Congress, and I'm certain that the friends will happily pay $20 more to rent this hall, and they'll have a lesson there. One more thing is, in Help Havel Foundation, we're calling all the friends who really feel the need and not have enough money. Please, don't delay this. Write to us right now. Yeah, there's in Ansvir Vatava we have all these forms, and we're going to try to help most of the friends to come to the Congress.
Okay, in short, this is up to you. You like it? Yes, you don't like it. You don't want it? No, I don't know. The hotel, everything, you know everything. Organize yourself. If you'll be organized, we'll do it if it's worthwhile. Nevertheless, I don't know how much money they'll take, they'll want. It's not simple. Also, to organize it. To organize is not a problem, you know. For me, is a microphone and a speaker. Don't need much more. Broadcast? So there won't be any broadcast. I'll let them videotape it and then put it. It's not a problem. Guys, this will all work out. But the fact that the prices went up, it's a shame. We have to look for other ways, maybe indirectly, to come to Kishinev.
Peter?
Good morning, everyone. I have a question about the lesson. I really want to understand Baal HaSulam in this composition about the last generation. I tried to make this analogy that there's a problem with the audio.
We can't hear you well. Repeat, please.
And if we talk about history and the evolution of the masses, certain families control all the money. Baal HaSulam writes about the education that must take place. I don't want to go into economic subjects right now, but what will happen in the future? Will they acknowledge us? Will they ask of us to do this education, or must a serious problem occur in the world?
I can't say what will happen. We need to do as we see fit. What will happen? I can't tell. I think that very soon we'll see great changes between nations and different areas, some big blows. We see with each passing year, we see the changes in the climate changes, and there'll be great changes. I don't know. I think that eventually we'll advance in the good way, but undoubtedly we have to understand that we ourselves are not moving much without blows. We're just not moving. I'm willing to sit by the table or lie in bed until the suffering forces me to move. And I myself cannot make myself jump. And I don't want the society to make me jump. I lower it in my eyes. And in this way, what do you want to happen? Only through those pressures. We'll finish here. How?
Friends, let's wave goodbye to all our friends in the world. We're going to meet you at 9 o'clock.